In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, St. John teaches us that our Lord, knowing that his hour was come, and that he should pass out of this world to the Father, having loved his own that were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Knowing that the hour of his death had arrived, Jesus Christ wished, before his departure from this world, to leave us the greatest possible proof which he could give of his love, by leaving us himself in the Holy Eucharist. He loved them to the end, that is, according to St. John Chrysostom, with an extreme love. St. Bernardino of Siena says that the tokens of love which are given at death make a more lasting impression on the mind and are more highly esteemed. But while men might leave a ring or a piece of money or some other small item as a mark of their affection, Jesus has left us himself entirely in the sacrament of love. And when did Jesus Christ institute the sacrament? He instituted it, as the apostle remarked, on the night before his passion, before his death. The Lord Jesus, the same night on which he was betrayed, took bread and, giving thanks, broke and said, "Take ye and eat. This is my body." Thus, at the very time that men were plotting to put him to death, our loving Redeemer resolved to bestow upon us this gift. Jesus Christ was not content with giving his life for us on a cross. He wished also, before death, to pour out, as the Council of Trent says, all the riches of his love by leaving himself as our food in Holy Communion. He, as it were, poured out the riches of his love towards man. Session 13 of the Council of Trent. And if faith had not taught it, who could ever imagine that a God would become man and afterwards become the food of his own creatures? When Jesus Christ revealed to his followers this sacrament which he intended to leave us, St. John says, they could not bring themselves to believe it, and many departed from him, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat? This saying is hard. Who can hear it?" But what men could not imagine, the real love of Jesus Christ has created and accomplished. "Take ye and eat. This is my body." These words he addressed to his apostles on the night before he suffered, and now, after his death, addresses them to us. How highly honored, says St. Francis de Sales, would that man, fed to whom the king sent from his table a portion of what he had on his own plate, how honored would he be to receive this? But how should he feel if that portion were a part of the king's own arm? In Holy Communion, Jesus gives us not just a part of his arm or some other member. He gives us his entire body in the sacrament of the altar. "He gave you all," says St. John Chrysostom, correcting and reproving our ingratitude. He left nothing for himself. St. Thomas teaches that in the Eucharist, God has given us all that he is and all that he has. The first and most important way that we correct this ingratitude on our part is to make sure that we never dare approach this sacred banquet without first purging our soul in the sacrament of confession if more serious sins that we have not yet confessed should come to the light of our conscience. And justly has the same saint called the Eucharist a sacrament of love, a pledge of love. It is a sacrament of love because it was pure love that induced Jesus Christ to give us this gift and pledge of love. He wished that, should ever a doubt, even the slightest little one, of his having loved us, ever enter into our minds, we should have in this sacrament the pledge of his love. St. Bernard calls this sacrament the love of loves. By his incarnation, the Lord had already given himself to all men in general, but in this sacrament, he has given himself to each one of us individually, in particular, to make us understand the special love which he entertains for each one of us. Now, why on earth this unfathomable love of God for man? After all, do we men who are so greatly superior to the irrational animals, do we feel a similar intense, burning love for them? Why should God love us so intensely, we who are infinitely beneath him? And why does Jesus Christ so vehemently desire that we receive him in Holy Communion? It is because, incredible as this is, he takes delight in being with each one of us. He created us for himself. St. Lawrence Justinian exclaims, "How wonderful is thy love, O Lord Jesus, who hast wished to incorporate us in such a manner with thy body that we should have one heart and one soul inseparably united with thee. To every soul that receives the Eucharist, the Lord says what he once said to his beloved servant, Margaret of Ypres, 'Behold, my daughter, the close union made between me and thee. Love me, then, and let us remain forever united in love. Let us never more be separated.' But, you might object, such an intimate union is not suited to the divine majesty. Let us remember, love does not in the first place seek reason. It goes not where it ought to go, but where it is drawn. Saint Bernardino of Siena says that in giving himself as our food, Jesus Christ loved us to the last degree because he united himself entirely to us, as food becomes united to those who eat it. And the same doctrine has been beautifully expressed by St. Francis de Sales. No action of our Savior can be more loving or more tender than the institution of the Holy Eucharist, in which he, as it were, annihilates himself, takes the form of food to unite himself to the souls and bodies of his faithful servants. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.